So we decided to build another house. And very, again, we'd keep them very simplistic, straightforward. This was a post and beam that were in fashion at that time with architects and with the university also. So we built the second house and were able to sell it yet fairly shortly. So this, in turn, got me some other jobs. And so I started out almost immediately when I graduated. I think I only part-time worked for Paul Kirk for a brief period of time. And then I was able to kind of start off my own with referrals. And we also got involved with a little community out in, it was now Innisfarden. It was the old Boyne estate. They had managed to chop most of the trees down, unfortunately. But I and some friends decided I would build my own house out there and Anchor and Bob Marcotte were going to build their houses out. It was on a little lake called Hidden Lake. And then some of our friends decided they would build there. So a whole community developed almost kind of automatically around this little lake. And that in turn got me more jobs. So I gradually eased into architecture with only working for one architect briefly. Paul Kirk, which I did respect very much. So that's how I started.